What up, what up, what up, everybody? I'm the Mademoiselle, and you are currently rocking with the Mad Cast. Make sure you guys get your tea, get your snacks, get everything you need, because you're going to get your opinions rocked. Of course, before you leave, make sure you leave a review down below, and be sure to stay connected on all my social medias at the Mel, TheMlle, and be sure to check out all my other social media channels. Especially on YouTube. I hope you enjoy the episode.
And today we're going to be talking about natural hair and how far we've come, but not really, but yes, we have. But then again, I still see some things that are just very, very concerning to me. So, of course, if you are part of the natural hair gang, comment down below what you got. Loose natural hair, you got locks, you got sister locks, you got free form locks. Just let me know. I'd love to hear it. And of course, even if you don't have natural hair, just let me know what kind of hair you have, no matter what race, ethnicity you are. I would love to hear your journey with your hair, because I feel like a lot of people, especially if you are a woman, it is very, very important, the hair that you have, the hair that you end up shaping into as you get older. Hair is very, very important to all of us. Even though I'm the type of person where, like, I feel like hair grows back, it's not that serious. I've always tried to kind of like disconnect myself from my hair, but it has been something that's affected me a lot throughout my entire life. From the time that I was a child, I feel like I've always remembered having really pretty hair. I've always really, really liked my hair. But I remember as I began growing and becoming into like my preteen and teenage years, I began feeling pressured, right? Like, I've always wanted to have straight hair because everybody else had straight hair. I never necessarily hated my curls or hated having kinky hair, even though I didn't like the fact that I literally had to sit down for hours to get these complicated styles done or get pulled on the stove with the damn hot coal or anything like that. I just honestly wanted to fit in. That was always my thing. I maintained this story forever on my channel. If you guys want to watch any of my natural hair videos, they're still on my channel. As you guys can see, I'm locked now. July, I believe 13th or 12th, somewhere around that time, will make it 2 years since I've been locked. A lot of people don't believe me. A lot of people think I have extensions, but no, my hair is all natural. This is all my hair. Nothing. I ain't done nothing crazy to my hair whatsoever. All I do is put Haitian castor oil in my hair, and that's about it, and leave my hair alone. I do not moisturize my hair regularly at all. I literally get it styled at least once a month. I wash my hair at least once to two times a month, and that's about it. Probably moisturize my hair once to two times a month as well, and it has grown exponentially, okay? This was my hair when it first started, when I first got my locks, and now my hair is like literally down to my back. And this is my hair right now, currently, and like I said, I'm going on 2 years. I will say, when I first got my loose natural texture hair and I did my big chop in 2013, I had to go through hell, okay? I literally was like fighting to have my hair out, y'all. Like, I feel like people was making fun of me. People was dragging me. People, like, it was weird. It was like a, were looking at me and me mugging me for literally having the hair that came out of my head. And I believe about 2 to 3 years later, that's when I started making the content on this channel about my natural hair. And that is what propelled my channel. And I became a real, real advocate for people wearing the hair that grows out of their scalp. And I feel like we've come a long way. A lot of people are way more accepting of Black women or women in general wearing their natural hair, you know? And I feel like it's not even just a Black woman thing or a woman of color thing. I feel like in general, hair across the board being worn in its natural state has become way more acceptable. You don't see too many people coloring their hair or doing crazy ass haircuts or whatever. I feel like a lot of people are way more comfortable with their hair being in its natural state. But at the same time, I do still see a lot of problematic behavior regarding natural hairstyles. And now that I've gotten locks, I still feel like I'm back to square one, right back to where I was before. When I first got my big chop, my mom used to go in on me, okay? She told me I was ugly. She told me I looked like a boy. She told me I messed up my hair by cutting off the permed end, and my hair would never be back to its old glory of when I was a child before I had relaxed it. And when I relaxed it, it was better than before when it was natural, which you guys are probably like, what? How does that make any sense? It doesn't make any sense. So comment down below, what are your stories of having natural hair? Because it doesn't make any sense to me how a lot of us have been dressed drag, okay, drag through the mud for the hair that grows out of our scalp. You know, literally have been talked down upon just for literally being us. And it's crazy. So if you have natural hair, if you literally are just rocking that natural fro, wearing your locks, wearing your sister locks, whatever it may be, I congratulate you. You're beautiful. You're amazing. Thank you, okay, for being an example for those who are doing the damn thing. And it's crazy because it shouldn't even be that big of a deal, because at the end of the day, that is the hair that grows out of your scalp, and that should be something that is celebrated, and it should be something that people do more. I'm sick and tired of people saying, oh, it's hard, it's difficult. It is not. Just say you're lazy. Just admit you're lazy. Stop this bullshit. Stop going around saying it's hard to take care of your hair. It is not hard to take care of your hair. You just don't know what works for your hair. Just say that. Just say you don't know. It's not that hard. I didn't know. A lot of us didn't know. When you know what works for your hair, it becomes a lot easier. When you leave your hair alone, it becomes a lot easier. You do not need a million products. You do not need a million tools. You do not need a million steps. It's fairly simple. Everyone's hair is different. You have to find what works for your hair. Before we get on with the rest of the video, thanks to my special sponsor, me. You guys always ask me, what do I do? How can I support you more? What's going on? Make sure you guys head to the description box and peep everything that I have going on in life, okay? I just made a Patreon so you guys can support me. You guys have been asking me to make a Patreon for so long. The cheapest tier is about $3. Most expensive tier is $15. You guys have access to so many different things, such as early access to videos, exclusive life updates. And if you guys really love my Deep Mafia Speak sessions, those did not end. They're actually on my third channel, which is my personal channel. There's vlogs, story times. I talk about my life trauma on there. And you guys will have access on the highest tier to call into my D Mafia Speak session. It's going on every week. I change the dates depending, so make sure you guys are following me on Instagram and you guys are gonna know when that is happening, okay? So if you guys sign up for the most expensive tier, you can call into the show. If you guys are not already, make sure you guys go follow Media Hustle. Media Hustle is my business, okay? It is my business where you guys can sign up for a consultation with me, and you guys can also start your YouTube channels or your business and get some type of business advice via Instagram and or your YouTube channel or any other social media that you guys may need help with. You guys can also join the free Facebook group where you can join like-minded individuals who are also trying to start businesses and or start up their YouTube channels. Of course, go get your merchandise. Follow my Haitian channel if you haven't. Of course, my third channel that I just mentioned. And thank you guys so very much for voting for me for the Haiti Open. I am in the top 5, which means I earned a spot in the magazine. And if you guys do sign up for the Patreon, you get to see the pictures first. So thank you guys, thank you guys, thank you guys. The edition of the magazine comes out in July. You guys are going to be the first to know when it does come out as well. If you guys ever want to send anything to my PO box, that's always in the description and or the pinned comment. So let's get back into the video. When it comes to the stigma around natural hair, I feel like it's been a stigma since they seen black people. I feel like it's always been a problem. I don't think it's ever gonna stop. I don't think the stigmas around natural hair is ever gonna stop, really. I feel like it's definitely become a lot better. It's ridiculous that I'm sitting here having to like curse people out about my locks, y'all. I've literally had so much praise for having my natural hair out. I will say men approach me a lot differently when I have my natural hair out as opposed to when I would wear wigs or braids or something like that. I will say when I have locks, completely different as well. Men approach me completely differently. I'm in a whole relationship now, but men of course still approach me. So it's like, I will say it's completely different. I get a whole lot of different type of respect, but I get a whole lot of different disrespect. I have some people that will come up to me like, oh, aren't you educated? Don't you have a bachelor's and a master's? Why do you have locks? Locks are associated with low lives, especially in the Caribbean and the Haitian culture. They're like, oh, that's for people who do drugs. That's for people who are in gangs. Why do you have locks in your hair? Why would you do that? And that's something that me and my man especially are looking to disseminate. That's why he's always kept his locks. He's in a very like high position in his job now. He works for, you know, a government type of job, and he makes it a point to keep his locks because he's like, what y'all not about to do is make it seem like I'm dumb or I'm uneducated because I have locks. And I'm the same way, because it's like, y'all not about to make it seem like just because people have locks, just because they maintain their natural hair or they wear their hair in a certain way, that that means that they're bad people, because that's not what it should be. For me, it's always been a calling for me to get locks, right? It's always been a calling for me to have natural hair. As soon as I did my big chop, I wanted to get locks. I actually did have locks, and I definitely couldn't do it. I was very vain about it. I was like, nope, I ain't cute. I don't like it. And I quit. And I'm mad because shit, my shit would have been down to my booty. Okay, I would have been out here looking like Rapunzel. I've always felt a calling, you know, to get them. And now that I actually went on the journey of growing my hair out and having my locks, I'm like, yo, I absolutely love it. I feel like I'm actually doing something. You know, I feel like I feel so great when, you know, the sun hits it. I feel great when they're done. I feel great when I let them just grow out and I don't get them done, you know, and they're like messy and scruffy. And that's another thing. I feel like when they're done, people are like, oh my God, they're beautiful. But when they're not done, like as soon as you wash them or they're not in a style, people are like, ew, like, when are you gonna get your hair done? Why is your hair not done? Do you not like feel some type of way with your hair, like walking around looking like that? And it's like, my hair's fine. My hair's done. What did I always just say? Did I ask you for a fucking comb? Did I ask you to do my hair? Really irks the hell out of me. It's just weird that people are so concerned about what goes on our head, you know? What goes on with Black people's head? Why does it concern y'all so bad about what we do? I feel like a lot of it, of course, has to do with prejudice and racism, you know, from the dawn of time. A lot of it also has to do with assimilation, right? A lot of us want to fit in with the white people in corporate America, with our other classmates, depending on where we live in, especially if we live in predominantly white areas and things like that. We don't want to feel left out. If everyone has like long straight hair, if everyone has a weave, if everyone has braids or whatever, we don't want to be the only one with a kinky curly afro that's high to the ceiling. And I feel like a lot of that has to do with us not instilling confidence and instilling culture within our children, right? A lot of us spend so much time telling our kids to behave, telling our kids that, you know, they need to get good grades, and telling our kids not to worry about anything else. But you need to understand, our kids do worry about getting good grades and stuff, but our kids also do worry about fitting in, right? They're worried about their clothes, they're worried about their shoes, they're worried about their hair, they're worried about, you know, all these other things. And we need to tell them, like, hey, listen, you live in a town where you're probably the only Black girl. You know, if you're gonna raise your kids in these places where they're only going to be the only Black kid, which I would never do. I'm sorry. I would never raise my kid anywhere where they're the only Black kid, the only Hispanic kid, the only Chinese kid. It's just a recipe for fucking disaster. Whatever. I don't know what your circumstances are. That's you. But if you're going to do that, you have to educate them. You have to tell them certain things. You have to basically somewhat try to negate the problems that they're going to come through. And I feel like that's the problem number one. When you're raising them in these types of environments, it's going to be an issue because they're going to be made fun of. And when they're getting made fun of, they're going to resort to, this hair is not okay. This texture is not okay. This culture is not okay. And it leads down a road of self-hate. The next one, of course, has to be that even if they do love themselves, right? Even if they do love their hair and they're one of a kind and they flex their shit all the time, other people are probably going to try to tear them down. Because a lot of people don't like the fact that some of us are very comfortable in our skin. And they're like, no, you little nigger happy bugaboo. Your shit is not okay. No, you are not thebombdiggity.com. Like, your hair is shit. You're dirty. You're disgusting. I feel like this has happened to a lot of people that I know, especially me in particular. I've always been a very confident child. Like I said, I never walked around necessarily without confidence, but throughout life, I've had times where I felt really high and really great. And people have like shit on me and it's made me second guess myself. And I know there's a lot of you watching this who have felt the same, where you've had a lot of confidence instilled in you. You never felt any type of way, but then people just went and like shit it all over your happiness, shit it all over your confidence. And now you feel horrible. Is this the hair I should have? Okay, maybe I should go get my hair straightened like the white girls. Maybe I should go, you know, do this. Maybe I should go do that. Maybe, you know, and that's a problem. You know, that's a real, real problem. Like, you need to be very, very careful. All of you girls and guys out there watching this video, be careful when you're sitting here saying things to people. You may think, oh, you're just cracking a joke. You may think, oh, well, I'm not bullying. That is bullying, okay? When you're making really slick and sly comments and making a little joke here and there, you're probably destroying your friend's confidence. That's not being a friend at all. Oh my God, jobs and opportunities, okay? When it comes to high school, college, we all have those times where, you know, a lot of us may think, wow, you know, I want to get a job. Those people that are getting these jobs and opportunities may not look like you. A lot of us have this whole habit of comparing ourselves, right? A lot of us go into job interviews and of course we're competing with people that don't look like us, that don't have the same qualifications as us. And as we get older, it gets even worse. When we get to corporate America, when we get to these startups, when you get to different types of job opportunities, there's not many Black people. There's not many Black women. There's not many women at all. Then we start to tweak ourselves, right? We're like, ooh, hair, maybe I should put on a wig for this interview. Maybe I should do this. Maybe I should do that. One thing I could say I have never done, if there wasn't a weave in my hair, I'm not going to put on no damn weave for no interview. If there wasn't braids in my hair, I'm not going to put on no damn braids for no interview. If there was, like, I was never. And I don't think I've ever not gotten a job because of my hair, because any job interview I went to, for the most part, I got the job. If I didn't, I was given a reason as to why not. And I got the job later on when whatever or whoever they picked was given the job and fucking failed. Okay? So, like, I don't think my afro ever stopped me from getting a damn job. It's ridiculous. So, it's just very weird how, like, a lot of us have been conditioned, you know, from childhood, from our moms, our aunts, our grandmas, that our hair is not enough. And then after that, we go to school, we try to get jobs, we go out into society, and our hair is still not enough. Then, oh my God, don't even get me started on dating, okay? And this goes for whether we are in heterosexual or homosexual shit, polyamorous type of relationships. Now we have the people we're dating, people we're romantically involved with, telling us our hair is no good. I will never forget when I first did my big chop, there was this guy that I used to talk to, and he went out of his motherfucking way. I was literally not talking to him for like a good year or two. And he was like, oh, I see you have new hair now. Yeah, your permed hair was better. I'm sorry. If you don't get your uncircumcised, dirty dick head ass out my fucking DM, yes, I said what I said, I meant what I said, and I'll say it again. Get your dirty dick ass out my motherfucking DM. I was so annoyed. As soon as I chopped my hair off, there were so many people that had so many unsolicited comments like, who asked you what you thought about my hair? It was ridiculous. And then, you know, I would have, you know, certain people that I would go on dates with. I'd be like, oh, but what made you cut your hair off? Your hair was so long, you know? You looked really pretty with straight hair. I'm sorry. Did I ask you? And it's so weird because it does make you feel like, damn, did I make a mistake? Damn, should I get a relaxer again? Damn, like, what, am I ugly now? I can't tell you how many times, even on YouTube, I've gotten Aunt Jemima comments, which y'all need to burn in hell. I've gotten comments saying I look like a jabuki, all types of shit, just because I have my natural hair out and I said something that people didn't like. Y'all are so ridiculous. You don't call white girls insults based off their hair. You don't call Indian girls any insults based off their hairs. But black girls, it's free reign. Okay, we all types of nigga, jigga, higga, book, whatever booze when it's something y'all don't like. I don't understand how hard is it to be respectful, to be nice. I've never hopped on any social media platform and sat there and been malicious for absolutely no reason. It just doesn't make sense. Like, some people really need to get a reality check. Some people have had relaxers literally from the dawn of birth, okay? Literally since they were toddlers, since they were old enough to get it. Some people have just had, like, other types of hairstyles such as braids since they were toddlers. And honestly, I feel like culturally, that's not necessarily big of a deal. Some people feel like that's too grown, you know, like babies, they call them, which, I mean, yeah, you're kind of a baby for your toddler. Sorry. Yeah, I mean, feel like, you know, that's too much. That's too heavy for a child's hair. And in a lot of cases, it can be because children's heads don't fully close for a long time. So you're sitting there, you're putting all that tension on a child's hair. It causes a lot of damage. So it's crazy because I know a lot of people that said, like, yo, they don't know what their natural hair texture is because they've been getting relaxers for so long. And it's not until they get a big chop in their 20s, that's when they know what their natural hair texture is. Do you understand how unfortunate and ridiculous that sounds? Like, I just be sitting there like mind blown, confused, because we need to do better. That's not normal. Like, there's so many things about being black or being a black woman that other people cannot relate to. They really can't. And these conversations, like, I know when other races of people come into these conversations, they click on these videos, they just like, what? Like, how they calling them? And it's like, yeah. And this is real shit. Like, this is real shit that we go through. And it's crazy. Looking in 2022, we've come so far. Like I said, I've had so many compliments because of my hair. Like I said, a lot of people really respect me because of my hair. When I got locks, the respect went from, like, here to here. Like, people really do. But I still get those really ignorant comments. And I feel like I went from, like, day 100, shit, day 1,000 to, like, day 1 again. Now I'm having to advocate for locks. And it's like, god damn. Y'all didn't get the first roast. Now I gotta educate niggas on locks, you know? So it's very weird that people still hold that toxicity mindset, you know? And even with cultural hairstyles, people don't understand, like, some things are cultural. Like, even though a lot of people may think, okay, kids shouldn't be having braids, kids shouldn't be having these types of hairstyles, some of these people, it's cultural, you know? Some people, it's in their African or their Caribbean culture for them to be having braids in their hair, even if they are 3, 4, 5, 6. Now, let's get into the special occasion thing. Unless it's cultural, okay? Because I feel like, again, a lot of it's cultural. I never liked the whole idea of you have to get your hair done for the first day of school. You have to get your hair done for a wedding. You have to get your hair done for this, that, and the third. If your hair is natural, if your hair is out, yeah, your hair not done. I remember seeing so many people on Twitter bashing women for having braids at a wedding, bashing women for having their natural hair at a wedding. Like, are you kidding me? There's so many beautiful natural hairstyles, full braids you can have for a fucking wedding. What the fuck is wrong with it? See, now just for that, I'm gonna make sure my bridesmaids have natural hairstyles for a wedding. No wigs, no none of that. Because are you fucking kidding me? It's one thing if you don't like it. It's one thing if it's something that you don't agree with. But to bash women for celebrating their natural beauty, literally natural hairstyles, hairstyles that come from the motherland, there's genuinely something wrong, is an issue. We need to do better. I remember literally growing up and having like legitimate anxiety every time like August would come. And I'm like, oh my God, what hairstyle am I gonna do? Oh my God, I have to get money to get my braids done, to get a weave, to do this, to do that. Because if not, like, oh my God, I'm not gonna be ready for school. People gonna make fun of me. Like, yo, like, I'm not gonna be flea. I'm not gonna be fresh if my hair not done. Now that I think about it, I would never. Like, I didn't care. I literally went to school the first day of college with a fresh big chop, and I love that shit. And I maintained wearing my afro every single day for the first like 2 years of college. Every day I washed my hair and I blew it out. My hair grew so much from washing my hair every day. I don't know what it was. My hair retains moisture very well. A lot of us have been conditioned to believe that our natural selves in general is ugly, and that's an issue. We need to do better. Our natural bodies are not ugly. Our natural faces are not ugly. Our natural hair is not ugly. There's nothing wrong with you. Stop listening to society. Stop listening to these ancient people. Cut their asses off. If something on social media is making you feel uncomfortable, unfollow it, block it, whatever you have to do. It is genuinely disheartening that in 2022, there's so many people out there that still believe that they are not enough. You know, that they have to like assimilate so much that they don't even recognize themselves anymore. The blatant racism, the texturism, the prejudice, especially from us to us, is very scary. Like, I thought that as time changed, it would get better. And I feel like it definitely has, but like, I still get so many emails and so many stories from my The Mafia Speak session of people like telling me shit to really, really extreme degrees of things that they're going through with these types of issues. And I'm like, it's just weird. Like, I really thought that, okay, you know, maybe, you know, things are getting a lot less, you know, bad. You know, just like how a lot of people think that racism is not that bad anymore, but it's still apparent. Police brutality isn't happening anymore, but like, it's still apparent. Racism, texturism, prejudice, all types of these things, they're still happening. They're just happening in a different way. We're still being discriminated against. We're still being plagued in a way that is just not as noticeable. Please make sure if you have young Black children or young children of color in your lives, you're uplifting them. You know, you're telling them that they're enough. You're telling them that they're beautiful. You're telling them like, hey, you don't need to change yourself. You don't need to be like everyone else. If you're different, that's okay. Please. It's very, very important, because it's crazy how depressed a lot of these kids are. It's crazy how depressed a lot of these adults are. It's crazy how a lot of adults are raising kids and they don't feel like they're enough for their own kids. And unconsciously, they are deflecting and putting all their weight of insecurities and sadness and depression onto their children. So even if you're just someone who's friends with a mom or whatever the case may be, uplift the moms, uplift the dads, uplift the aunties, the uncles, just uplift people around you, because it's very, very important. Because understand, this next generation, they're gonna be taking care of us, okay? They're gonna be the nurses, the doctors, the lawyers, all that. This is very important. It's important for the human ecosystem, okay? Even though we're talking about hair, understand all of this shit feeds into each other. It feeds into the self-esteem, it feeds into the mental health, it feeds into all of it, okay? With that being said, please take care of yourself. Please understand that you are enough and there's absolutely nothing wrong with you.
Are you pissed off yet? Of course not. Thank you guys so much for listening to the entire episode. If you guys really want to connect, make sure you guys stalk me on social media. Again, all of my handles are at TheMelle, TheMelle. Make sure you guys go and you subscribe to the Patreon for extra support. Same handle, by the way. And I do exclusive uploads on there. And make sure you guys go and you subscribe to all my YouTube channels. Make sure you're subscribed so you don't miss out on any future episodes.